You learn something about Jill Connor Brown from the subtitle of her book, Every Man I Love is Either Married, Gay, or Dead. The title of Brown's work is The Sweet Potato Queen's Field Guide to Men. To find out what a sweet potato queen is, you can go to Brown's hometown. And that's what took NPR's Debbie Elliott to Jackson, Mississippi.
Jill Connor Brown attracts quite a following wherever she goes. The crowds literally sparkle. At Jackson's Lemuria Books, patrons wear sequins, rhinestones, and feather boas.
Well, they said dress cleanly, so I brought all my sparklies.
Lee Einhaus is a sweet potato queen wannabe.
It's somebody who wants to be a queen real bad.
You see, the sweet potato queens are a group of Mississippi women who don buxom green sequined mini dresses, pink majorette boots, flowing red wigs, and tiaras every St. Patrick's Day and parade through the streets of Jackson. They became internationally famous after the boss queen, Brown, wrote the best-selling Sweet Potato Queen's Book of Love, a handbook on being particular and the promise guaranteed to get men to do your bidding. Dozens of wannabes came to hear her read from her fourth book, The Sweet Potato Queen's Field Guide to Men.
There's us, and there's them. And sometimes it's hard to tell that the two even belong to the same species. Honestly, don't you just wonder sometimes where they come from and why?
The crowd's favorite was an excerpt about when the local YMCA opened its membership to women.
Imagine my surprise upon entering this bastion of guyness for the first time when I walked upstairs to the indoor running track, which was elevated above the floor in the beautiful new gymnasium, and there on the walls were spanking new signs bearing the legend, "Please don't spit on the walls." I was mystified. "We need a sign for this?" I queried. Should I infer from this notice that in areas where there was no sign that wall spitting was implicitly encouraged? If there were no signs on these walls, would other people come in and experience a triumphant thrill? "Hot damn, Bubba, get on up here. We can spit on the walls, son."
The guide divides men into handy spud categories. There's the bud spud, a friend you should avoid sleeping with. The fuddy-duddy spud, who wears perfectly pressed jeans and whose habitat is so scrupulously neat that he doesn't need a woman's touch. And then the spud stud, also known as Mr. Right. Between the humorous insights about men, Brown says there's an important message about women who are out there looking for one.
If you want to share your life with somebody at some point, the first thing to do is have a great life yourself. And that it's, you're enough. That there's not another half of you out there somewhere. You're all together, and to love your life.
Her Jackson fans appear to be doing just that.
Well, I'm a wannabe.
Lynette Hansen is a school librarian.
I'm here because I just think this sweet potato queen thing is such a good, fun, healthy hoot for women.
Brown says such play has the power to restore the spirit.
Life is particularly hard, I think, for women. And the dressing up funny and acting stupid for just a little while makes it possible to step outside yourself for just a few minutes and become somebody else that doesn't have a worthless ex-husband or a child in therapy or breast cancer or whatever it is that you're dealing with. And it makes it just a little bit easier to go back and tote that load when you have to. And in my experience, the load will be there. No one comes and gets it while you're gone. It will not magically disappear.
There are more than 4,000 Sweet Potato Queen chapters in 17 countries, including Saudi Arabia. Jill Connor Brown is working on her next book. You read it one way, it's a wedding planner. Flip it over, it's a divorce guide. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
There you go. You can find Sweet Potato Queen photos, music, and an excerpt from the first chapter of her new book at npr.org.